T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. I am very pleased to be here today with Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, State Senator Tim Kennedy, Buffalo Common Council President Darius Pridgen, two great friends to our city, Thurman Thomas and Booker Edgerson of the Buffalo Bills alumni, coaches of our city high school football teams, and community leaders to be a voice in favor of finding a way to ensure that our student athletes are able to compete at the level they deserve during the upcoming high school football season and well beyond. This is an issue that has galvanized the entire community, and many members of the community are with us today and just want to mention some of the individuals and the organizations that are with us. And as Council President and Bishop Pridgen taught me to say, if I forget anyone or miss anyone, please charge it to my head and not my heart. I want to recognize that every single member of the Buffalo Board of Education is here, with the exception of one member who is out of the country on vacation, and I am going to mention all of them. Buffalo Board of Education President Sharon Belton Cotman, board members Jennifer McCosey, Dr. Ann Rivera, Larry Scott, Paulette Woods, Terrence Hurd, Lou Petrucci, and Dr. Kathy Evans Brown. Board members, thank you for your strong involvement, passion, and intelligence around this issue on behalf of the young people of our community. I already mentioned that Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas is with us, and Booker Edgerson of the Buffalo Bills alumni is with us. Coaches and players from Bennett and South Park High School, I want to thank Coach Steve McDuffie of Bennett High School for the work that he does with young people in our community, particularly here at Bennett High School, where we are standing. And I want to recognize Coach Tim Delaney of South Park High School for the work that he does with young people in our city in preparing them for the future. We are also joined by members of the National Action Network. I want to thank that organization for being with us. Many members of the Most Valuable Parents organization are with us, MVP. I want to recognize Betty Jean Grant, former school board member and Erie County legislator, who is with us, and the chairwoman of the Erie County Legislature. Last and certainly not least by any measure, April Baskin is with us. Thank you all for being here. Please give yourselves a round of applause. There are also many Buffalo Public School District senior staff members and City of Buffalo senior staff members and other community leaders and community members that are here with us today. As we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it is fitting that we recall his words, "The time is always right to do what is right." Today, we are calling on those who are empowered to do what is right by our high school athletes to come together and find a way to resolve this situation so that our young people have the same opportunities to compete as they did before this decision-making process. There is still time for our Buffalo Public School leaders, Section 6 Football Federation officials, and the Erie County Interscholastic Conference policymakers to come together to either preserve federation competition or include our five high school teams in the conference's 2020 football season and well beyond. Doing so will cement the advances we have all made in promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion goals across Western New York. When we embrace these values, especially in the context of education and school sports, we communicate how vital these principles are to the prosperity of our city and our region and the formation of our next generation of leaders. For 105 years, Buffalo City Schools participated in the Harvard Cup League. And while that heritage is important to Buffalo and helped foster friendly rivalries across the district, we made the difficult decision to dissolve the league and join the Section 6 Football Federation in order to promote the best interests of our children in the city of Buffalo. Joining Section 6 allowed the city's athletes to participate in sectional and statewide championship level play, receive greater exposure to earn college scholarships, and develop robust schedules. Simply reinstating the Harvard Cup League is not possible. In the 10 years since the league has been dissolved, the local, regional, and statewide competitive landscape has simply changed too much to take this significant step backwards. Our student athletes are vital members of our community. Sports helps provide students with valuable life lessons concerning discipline, teamwork, fair play, and overcoming obstacles. For many of the young men who play football, their participation in the sport provides opportunities for higher education that they would not have had otherwise. And those athletes who don't go on to play at higher levels provide vital support to the schools and communities they come from through mentoring, philanthropic giving, and coaching. It is for these members of the community, many of whom are too young to vote and whose voices were not included in the Section 6 decision, that all of us are gathered here now. I hope and believe there is a way to resolve this situation in a manner that preserves the integrity of our decades-long collaboration, the dignity of these students, and the shared aims of the Federation and conference leaders. It is simply a matter of finding our way forward, something Buffalonians have always been able to do. In a proud democracy like ours, we are at our best when ordinary people join together to do something extraordinary. On this historic day that marks the celebration of all that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for, let us do something extraordinary. On behalf of all of the Buffalo student athletes, let us find a prompt, equitable, and inclusive resolution to this important matter. Now it is my great pleasure to call on the Majority Leader of the New York State Assembly, Assemblymember Crystal Peoples Stokes, for her comments.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to say to the citizens of Buffalo who are here today, and those of you who are viewing this view to media, this is probably one of the most important issues that is going to impact us this year. We just started the year. This is probably one of the most important issues. And I really do believe from the bottom of my heart that when reasonable people get in a room and have reasonable conversation, that this decision will be reversed.
Yes.
I once received a T-shirt from my grandson for Christmas. It said, "Real women love football." That's true. I love football because as a student at Bennett High School, I attended Harvard games right over there at Ohio Stadium. As a person who grew up in the city of Buffalo, I rode past Jefferson Street when the Buffalo Bills played on Jefferson. As a person who still loves football, I've been to Orchard Park, I've been to Super Bowls, and I understand. As a matter of fact, I love college ball better than I love professional. No pun intended, right here. But the reason that is because there's an attachment to academics and athletics. And so I can't understand why clear-thinking people would want to separate some schools from the capacity that they would have to not only grow academically, but to grow athletically, and to grow athletically in a diverse environment. This is how we learn to share. This is how we learn about each other. This is how we learn who we are. Other people can know who we are, is we can have opportunities to engage. If we begin separating ourselves again, that's not going to get us to where we need to be in this society. And so as we celebrate Martin Luther King Day, I'm just going to encourage everybody who hears anything about this topic, say to Section 6, say to the State Association and the Erie County Association, now is not the time to step backwards. As a matter of fact, now is the time to step forward. To step forward in a way that includes people, not excludes. It would be my honor and my pleasure to take the same level of consensus skills that I bring to my job every day with 107 members from all over the state to make sure that the right conversations are had so that by tomorrow or maybe even next week, this will be over. These young men will be playing where they should be playing. They will be playing the teams that they should play. It was my extreme honor to get a bus, buy food, bring the entire South Park team into the chambers of the New York State Assembly when they won their ring. It was my pleasure to do that. Those young men came, they showed up, they did well, they looked well, they engaged with people who were in our chambers, and I was never so proud. If this thing goes through, I will never have that opportunity again to show off my teams from Buffalo in Albany in the chambers of the state legislature. So again, I'm just imploring everybody engaged, keep it positive and change this decision. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the gentleman that I work with on a daily basis in Albany to get things done. He's not only a hard worker, but if he says he's going to make something happen, he's going to make something happen. Tim Kennedy.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. It is so nice to see everyone here today. Unfortunately, we have to gather together on this occasion as we celebrate the life and the legacy of Dr. King to recognize an unfortunate disparity that's taking root right before our eyes in our community, a disparity that has to be rectified immediately. And as I look around this room and I see all of the community leaders, all the government leaders, all of the activists, all of those that care about our kids in the city of Buffalo and outside of the city of Buffalo, everyone should recognize that this decision is not right. This is a decision that needs to be reversed, whether you live in the city of Buffalo or not. All of our children are impacted. The next generation of leaders are impacted. And we have to make sure that the right thing in this very moment is done. And so we will be calling on Section 6 and the state authority of the Athletic Commission to ensure that this decision that cut out the city of Buffalo kids that want to play football, that's all they want to do is play football, that we're calling on them to reverse this decision so that our children in the city of Buffalo have the same opportunity as other kids in other communities to make sure that they get the best opportunity to succeed, both in the classroom and on the football field. That's what this is all about. It's about fairness, and it's about equity. And at the end of the day, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, it's about doing what's right. And so I'm honored to stand here before you today. We collectively are taking great steps to move this forward. Tomorrow, the leaders that you see here assembled today, along with the school board, along with the State Athletic Commission and the leaders of the local athletic commission, are going to be getting together, and we're going to be discussing next step forward so that we can finally, once and for all, rectify this, do what's right, put this behind us, and make sure that our kids are getting a fair shot. Thank you. And believe me, it is a great honor, and I said this to this gentleman I'll be introducing in a moment. It's been a long time since we enjoyed the sort of football season as we did this year. And the years that I remember best, as I was playing high school football, mind you, the years I remember best were my freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year, as I was watching with great anticipation the greatest of all time, our very own Hall of Famer, Squirmin Thurman Thomas, on the football field. And now he's here today to join the fight for our kids in the city of Buffalo. Please join me in welcoming the greatest, Thurman Thomas.
Thank you. You know, today we're here today to celebrate MLK Day. And it's a shame that we have to be doing this today. But the celebration of him will not get us to go another way. We will continue to step and go forward. I will be a part of that. I will be working with the community like I always do, because point blank, it's just not right. It's just not right for these kids, especially these kids that are like juniors and seniors, to take this away from them at this point in time. It's not right. So because I know what the competitive spirit brings out in all of us, and especially in the game of football. It's not just about, okay, you took away Section 6 from these kids. These kids know other kids from the other schools now. They've built relationships throughout the course of their high school career. And that's how you bring people together. You get them together, whether it be on a football field or a restaurant or a gym or whatever. You bring all type of races together, and that's how you move forward. So thank you for everybody for being here today. We still going to celebrate MLK Day. I know right. I know this man well. And I am happy to be a part of it, and let's get this decision turned around very, very soon. So thank you.
Again, we are so thankful today for everyone that has come out around this very important issue, so that we can not only speak to the minds of the decision makers, but so that we can speak to the hearts of the decision makers on this issue. It is now my great pleasure to introduce our final formal speaker for this news conference, someone who is a great leader in our community, the leader of the Buffalo Common Council, Council President Darius Pridgett.
So this year, I was last year inducted into the Bennett High Sports Hall of Fame. My picture is on the wall. And I never played a sport. I was inducted because of community service and fighting for our community. The mayor utilized a word called opportunity, and we're not going to shy away from the fact that this is the King holiday. And at the end of the day, opportunity is a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. We're here today, and especially on today, and I'm not going to shy away from it, especially on the King Day, because Dr. King wanted doors to be open for people, all doors, so that no door was closed for one and then one door was open for the other. But he came through on this earth to ensure that doors were open for people to walk through. The decision that has been made, unfortunately, some may not have recognized that it didn't open up any doors. It actually closed doors. It closed the doors of opportunities for our students. And I'm not just talking about the students of Buffalo. I'm talking about the students out in the suburbs, the students in the rural areas. It is important, as we have heard the speaker say, that those opportunities are open for them. So we know in our hearts that if we stick together, not just now, and thank God for the school board members who we support, but on this day, we have to be just as passionate about education as we are sports, about doors opening for our children, about funding as we are sports. The opportunity should be there for Hutch Tech to meet up with Lancaster. The opportunity should be there for Dunkirk, Olean, Pioneer, Cheektowaga, and also for Burgard, South Park, McKinley, and Bennett High. Open the door, Section 6. That's all we're asking you. Open up the door. It really works. God bless you.
I want to thank the many, many members of the media that are here with us today on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're now going to open up to questions that members of the media have.
So we are going to coordinate a conversation tomorrow morning between the State Athletic Commission and the leaders of Section 6, along with myself, Mayor Brown, Council President Pridgen, Majority Leader Peoples-Stokes, the Buffalo School Board, the Buffalo School Superintendent, and the leader of the Erie County Legislature, Chairwoman April Baskin. We are going to have a conversation about doing the right thing. And we are going to make a very clear and simple case of why the decision that was made is the wrong decision and that that decision needs to be reversed. And as the majority leader has already mentioned, when reasonable people come together and have a reasonable, thoughtful discussion, we absolutely believe that the facts back up the idea of our kids in the city of Buffalo competing against other kids, not only in the suburbs, but across this state. Everyone deserves a fair and equal opportunity to compete. And so that conversation will happen tomorrow. We hope to complete this discussion as quickly as possible again and have the decision reversed and move on. But we will see how the conversation goes. We want the decision reversed immediately. So the sooner we can get the folks together, which will be tomorrow morning, to have the conversation, hopefully, we will enlighten them on making a decision that's in the best interest of all of our children.
Tim Delaney, South Park Football. Can you just restate the question? The football chairperson put a proposal to go back to league play, and the section executive committee voted on it, where Buffalo Public Schools had 4 votes out of 30, and our district voted no.
Okay. Also, Coach McDuffie from Bennett High School. Throughout the process, we didn't have any representation on the executive committee, and I think that was a huge part of why this vote took place and the way it took place. as of today, it's still not very clear who's on the executive committee. We have access to the subpar committee where Coach Delaney is the Buffalo representative. But as far as some other facts, some other information, those details hasn't been shared with us as of today.
Sean Oliver, number 54 for Minute. I'm one of the seniors that played in the last season, and I was blessed with the opportunity to play in Section 6 since my freshman year. As you can see, our plaques show that we deserve to play in Section 6 because we have been winners. Yes. Yeah. I just feel like there's an unjust, and I feel like we have been, the opportunity of us playing has been taken away from us. And I have been blessed with scholarships from multiple schools solely because of who we are and because of our talent that we have. And with us being taken out of Section 6, that's taken away future opportunities from my brothers that are playing. That's right. And I don't feel as though that is right, because Richard, he is a junior. Marquand, he is a junior. So they have to play next year. You understand what I'm saying? So they're not going to have the opportunities that I've had, that my other brothers that had, if they're not allowed to play in Section 6. If they have to play against each other, if we have to play inner city schools, we're not going to get the opportunity from Division 1 schools and Division 2 schools. They're not going to get that. They're not going to experience playing in the Ralph. They're not going to experience almost 5,000 people looking at you. They're not going to get that. They're not going to get that experience, and that's unfair to them. You feel what I'm saying? We have worked for where we are now, and for that to be taken away from us, that's not fair. That's not fair at all.
Are there any other questions before we conclude? We're not going to go into all of those details. What we are asking for today is for the State Federation and Section 6 and the Erie County Interscholastic Conference to meet with our school board, to meet with our superintendent and the elected officials to negotiate this out and come to a resolution that is fair to the student athletes in the city of Buffalo and all across our region. So, Jeff, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to go into all of the details about the hows and the whys. What we are doing is seeking solutions today. As you heard from Senator Kennedy, there is going to be a meeting tomorrow. We are appealing today for hearts and minds to be clear around this issue so we can get something resolved. So we're not going to litigate the history of what happened, how this decision was made that we all think is unfair and is a wrong decision, but it is our hope that quickly and expeditiously and as soon as tomorrow, this decision will be undone. I want to really thank all of the members of the community, the school board members, the activists, the community organizations, and the media who have come out today on Martin Luther King Jr. Day around this very important issue. Thank you all very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.